Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another sub-segment of feminist activist advocates around the world.
Yes, thank
that
God.
We have changed the name several times, but you know what we're talking about.
We got here.
And this is the sub-segment wherein I talk about fictional women or non-binary folks, and I just give you their whole backstory. And today we are talking about Riley Abel from The Last of Us. And so there will be spoilers from both the most recent episode of the HBO Max series, which is not a sponsor, but also the first video game, Last of Us video game, the downloadable content called Left Behind, and the comic book American Dreams. So all that to say, the game and the comic book have been out since 2013, 2014. I feel like that's a pretty decent amount of time, but I will put it in there. I also to say we actually aren't going to talk about the show that much because we are doing a full episode for our Last of Us mini-series recap rewatch thing about the most recent episode that featured Riley, so listen out for that. But yeah, we're not going to talk about it too much here because actually there's a lot of ground to cover. A lot of ground. And as always, Samantha, I'm just going to try to run this down, and if you have any questions, please let me know.
Stop you. Good news is about this one, I actually kind of know a background on this one, so I'm not going to be too confused.
Yeah.
So this is maybe just you explaining your love and yes. Ode to Riley, so I'm down for it. Let's go.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so yeah, we were talking about Riley Abel from The Last of Us. We are mostly focusing on her in the game and comics. So the downloadable content, the DLC, as it's called, which you might have seen if you're in the same circles as I am trending on Twitter, Left Behind, as it's called, it came out in 2014 on Valentine's Day, by the way. And Riley is also, so she was primarily introduced in that, but she was also featured in the comic The Last of Us, American Dreams, and is now in the HBO series. She was mentioned by name and alluded to several times in the first Last of Us game. So she's kind of prevalent throughout, even if she's not really there. She's a 16-year-old survivor living in the Boston quarantine zone, or the QZ, and Ellie's best and perhaps only friend at this time. Riley doesn't like the military, but often speaks favorably of joining the Fireflies, who, if you don't know, are this group of people who are trying to restore democracy, or that's what they say, at least, by taking back power from Fedra. And Fedra is this military organization that came in after the outbreak and kind of took control over things. When Riley was a child, her father was infected and ripped her mom apart in front of Riley, and Riley had to kill him to save herself. At the age of 15, she was given the option of joining the military or being left to fend for herself, and she knew she probably wouldn't survive very long. So even though she didn't want to join the military, she did, but was determined to find a way out. So if you've watched the show and you're listening to this already, like, wait a minute, we're going to talk about the comic first, but this is the backstory that happens before she ever, whatever happens in the show. All right, so the comic. Riley defends Ellie from bullies in the QZ, and she threatens to stomp the balls of the leader, and the threat is credible enough that the whole group runs away. When she asks Ellie what these bullies wanted, Ellie says that they implied they wanted to steal her Sony Walkman. Yes, product placement, also very important throughout. Mm-hmm. Riley tells Ellie that she needs to make friends and watch her back, but Ellie balks at the implication she needs any help. She's basically like, who asked you for advice? And this causes Riley to tell her that she has serious trust issues. And these issues were not helped when Riley pickpocketed her Walkman. So Ellie goes to find Riley and finds her in the mess hall, and she's talking about the fireflies, and everyone around her is like, shh, they're going to hear you, and confronts Riley about the Walkman. Riley gives it back, but not before insulting her music taste. Later, Ellie discovers Riley trying to sneak out at night to leave the QZ, and Riley orders her to go back to bed, but Ellie demands that Riley show her how to leave the QZ, and Riley eventually agrees, calling Ellie by her name, even though Ellie had not given her her name yet, and she won't tell Ellie how she knows it. And then she introduces herself as Riley. This is when you get her name. So they navigate the QZ's rooftops. They avoid patrols. Riley asks Ellie if she ever thinks about her future. At first, Ellie thinks that she's joking. She kind of laughs, like, what future? Riley admits she plans on finding her own way, and that confuses Ellie, who doesn't know what else. What is this own way? What else could their lives be? And then kind of out of nowhere, seemingly, Riley asks Ellie if she has ever ridden a horse. And when Ellie says no, she leads her to an abandoned mall. And as they're walking inside, Ellie makes a beeline for the arcade and pretends to play this game called Triple Phoenix. And Riley mocks her and turns her attention instead to Riley's favorite game, The Turning, which is pretty much Mortal Kombat. And so Warner Brothers, who's doing the HBO Max show, has the rights to Mortal Kombat. Sony did not. See?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So Ellie expresses her jealousy of all of the kids that lived before the outbreak, and Riley kind of shuts down and says, we should leave, we're wasting time. So she leads them to her friend Winston, promising Winston, who is a grown-up man, by the way, that Ellie is cool, and offers him a bottle of whiskey that she stole in exchange for teaching Ellie how to ride a horse. And while they're getting ready, Riley tells Ellie she wants to be free of the whole system and then kind of disappears for a bit while Winston teaches Ellie how to ride a horse. They are interrupted by an explosion, and Winston orders the two of them to go home and rides off to join his unit. Riley ignores him, instead listening to his walkie-talkie, which she stole, by the way. Ellie realizes that Riley used her to distract Winston to get the walkie-talkie and is furious. But Riley pretty much ignores her, telling her she's going to go join the Fireflies now that she knows where they are. Ellie tries to convince her otherwise, but Riley decides to leave her behind. Ah, the title. Still, Ellie follows Riley over the rooftops towards the smoke. They arrive at the scene, and Riley produces two smoke grenades and hands one to Ellie. Ellie worries that they'll hurt people, but Riley tells them no one will be harmed. She just wants to give the Fireflies a chance to escape. Riley catches the attention of the soldiers after the Fireflies escape, and the pair has to run. They kind of escape the military, but are attacked by an infected. Riley orders Ellie to run away and is pinned down. But with Ellie's help, they kill the infected. Riley kind of panics, says she's infected, but Ellie pulls up her sleeve and sees no bite marks. And Riley calms down. She admits to Ellie she was scared and thought she had been bitten. So more infected appear, and they run until they hit a dead end. A Firefly saves them, and Riley thanks them and introduces herself, and it's Marlene, who recognizes Ellie and knocks Riley out with a stun rod. Riley wakes up to Ellie negotiating their release. Marlene gives Ellie an envelope and orders them to go back to the QZ, but Riley instead pleads, like, let me join the Fireflies. Please let me join the Fireflies. Marlene refuses, and then the group is attacked by smugglers, and Ellie dives in front of Riley to protect her. A firefight plays out, and Ellie distracts the smuggler so that Riley can grab a gun from one of the dead and shoots the smuggler that had Marlene pinned down. With the fight over, Riley once again asks to join the Fireflies, and Marlene reacts angrily, telling her just because she dresses like a Firefly and knows the lines of a Firefly doesn't mean she knows what it means to be a Firefly. And she shows Riley the dead bodies. She threatens to maim her because that's what could happen to her. And Riley remains firm. I want to join the Fireflies.
Why does she want to maim her?
Well, she's saying, like, that's what could happen to you. What if I maimed you? What would you do? Like, this is something that is the future. If you're not sure, you need to face the reality of what could happen.
Oh. She's basically trying to injure her ahead of time?
She's basically trying to scare her. Okay, like, this is a reality you might have to face.
That's an overreaction.
Yeah. Ellie, meanwhile, gets a gun, points it at Marlene, and orders her to move away from Riley. Marlene says she knew Ellie's mother, Anna, and promised to keep Ellie safe. Ellie asked Riley, like, what should I do? And Riley tells her, you should lower the gun. And Ellie does, and Marlene gives Ellie her mom's switchblade, her handy knife.
Yeah, that's not in the show yet, right?
No, it's actually not in the game. This is the card.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So, but they just have a switchblade that she just likes.
Yes.
That's interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. On their way back to the school, Riley confesses she thinks there's no way out for them. Ellie suggests that they run away from the zone, but Riley dismisses her, telling her that they would die out there. And obviously hurting, they get back and she basically is like, I'll see you tomorrow, Ellie.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
So, this brings us to the DLC, Left Behind. Riley hasn't given up on becoming a Firefly, so she follows one of the members and is brought before Marlene, who asks what took her so long and tells her that their last encounter was a test to see how committed she was. And Riley is given the test of killing an infected, which she does, and earns her Firefly pendant. She asks Marlene if Ellie can join, But not only does Marlene say no, she forbids Riley from ever contacting Ellie again.
Ruh-roh.
Yep. So on Ellie's end, one day Riley just kind of disappears without a word, causing Ellie to worry about what happened to her. 3 weeks pass before one night, Riley sneaks into Ellie's room in the middle of the night, and this is 3 weeks before the events of the first game. Mm-hmm. Ellie almost stabs her before realizing who it is and tells Riley, you know, I thought you were dead. Riley tells her that she's a Firefly now and promises to explain everything. And they catch up on each other's lives. They sneak across the rooftops and they argue about the Fireflies. They're very argumentative friends. Still, Ellie wonders if she could become a Firefly, but Riley tells her Marlene wanted her safe in the school. They return to the mall, and when Ellie demands to know what's going on, Riley just says it's a surprise. They discuss about how their water guns have been stolen. Well, confiscated is a better answer. They kind of got taken by the, I guess, leader of the school. How Winston had died of a heart attack, and they go seek out his bottle of whiskey to have a drink. They take a detour through a Halloween store, trying on masks despite Ellie's reluctance to. They play a game that involves throwing bricks at car windows, and the winner gets to ask any question that the loser has to answer honestly. So this is a game, so you can win or lose. If Riley wins, she asks what she has to do to be your friend again. If Ellie wins, the player gets to pick between three options. And they're kind of like, why did you leave? How do you feel about me? Things like that. And Riley will, one of them she won't answer straight-faced, I'll say. I played this many times.
She has.
Yes. Oh, yes, I have. All right, so Riley reveals the mall still has power and flips it on, apologizing for everything that has happened between them. They enter the illuminated mall, astounded. They ride the carousel, they take pictures in the photo booth, and yes, you can choose the theme, including one that is a love-based. They read puns from the infamous pun book. They go to the arcade, making a beeline for the turning, the game, only to find out it doesn't work. Unfettered, Riley instructs Ellie to close her eyes and then describes what's happening on screen as Ellie pushes buttons. It's a really beautiful scene because Ellie kind of sinks into her imagination. And then you can hear the sounds in her mind and, like, see the lights on her face as Riley's like, you've got to kick now. And she'll kick. It's really cool. Riley hears music overhead and urges Ellie that they need to keep going. But Ellie hesitates, saying they can't get in trouble at school again. Riley tells her, hey, I've been assigned to a Firefly unit in a different city, and I'm leaving. So this is it. Like, this is our last night. Disappointed with Ellie's reaction, Riley leaves to check out the music, and Ellie eventually catches up, and they fight some more. Riley reveals that she didn't come back out of guilt, that she almost got shot retrieving their lost water guns. So they play a game of water tag, which, yes, you can win or lose. And Ellie tells Riley she should go with the Fireflies because that was her dream. And this is after Riley tells Ellie, you're the only one that could stop me. Riley plugs in Ellie's Walkman into kind of like the PA system, and they dance on the counters of the store midway through the song, which is Etta James's cover of I Got You, Babe. Ellie stops and begs Riley to stay. And Riley pauses before tearing off her Firefly pendant and dropping it. Ellie darts forward and kisses Riley, apologizing after, but Riley says she has nothing to apologize for. However, Infected interrupt the moment, and that forces them to flee. They almost make it out when some scaffolding Ellie was climbing broke and she fell, and Riley jumped back down to save her, and then is attacked by an infected herself. And though they defeat the infected, they are both bitten. Ellie breaks stuff in fury and pain, so hurt by this. But Riley tries to calm her down and tells her that they have two options, suicide or being, quote, all poetic and losing their minds together. And that's her preference, so that they could spend as much time as possible together before that happens. Ellie agrees, and that's how it ends. You never see anybody die or anything. That's just how it ends. And because you've played the game, I mean, I would assume at this point, Because if you're doing the downloadable content, that would be strange if you hadn't. But because you played the game, you know Ellie never becomes infected, but that Riley did. It is very, very beautiful. It's a very, very beautiful game. It's very sweet and sad. You can goof off playing in the photo booth. Like, you can do multiple things in there if you want, like different poses. You get to choose the poses like every time. So like the back to back, and yeah, like they do like angel pose, and yeah, it's really cute. You can decide how much you want to flirt. You can read all of the puns. Like I said in a past Last of Us episode, you basically, as long as you keep pressing triangle, you'll keep exchanging puns until they run out, which is what I did.
Which is what she did, y'all.
Absolutely.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
So, one of the main ways, if you have seen the most recent episode of the show, that this is different is that it takes place right after Joel has been, like, mortally injured, dying. And Ellie goes to an abandoned mall to try to find any kind of medical supplies. And when she's in there, it is flashing back to these memories with Riley. So this is why, this is one of the things I couldn't quite predict how they were going to do it in the show. It was probably my biggest question mark, just because I didn't know if they were going to intersperse or if they were going to do one big flashback. But by the time you play this again, maybe some people did it in a way I've never heard of, but by the time you play it, you know how it ends. So that it adds tension. Like, you're having these, like, really beautiful, sweet, innocent moments, but you know, ultimately, they're going to get bitten at the end of it. And it's very different gameplay. Because whereas, like, the game, the first game is very, you know, kind of action-driven, sneaking around, this is, like, literally you press triangle to choose what photo you want to take. Like, it's a very sweet, different type of game. And you do see the huge impact that Riley and Riley's death had on Ellie's worldview, on how she feels, the survivor's guilt especially. So the name, some people think the name, because Riley's last name is Abel, is a reference to the biblical story of Cain and Abel, because the implication is that Ellie did have to kill Riley. And Riley was a very capable, self-sufficient, protective, impulsive person. And Ellie keeps her pendant her Firefly pendant in her backpack. So at one point, as I've said, in the first game you play as Ellie, and you can look in her backpack and she has the pendant, she has the pun book, a couple of other things. And now, unfortunately, you probably won't be surprised to know that when this came out, it was critically acclaimed, but there was a big backlash among people who, homophobic people, who did not like that this was a storyline in there. And we're going to talk about this more in the Last of Us TV episode about episode 7, Left Behind. But that episode has been review bombed with several one-star reviews. Luckily, I would say, you know, those voices are so loud. But overall, most people seem to be like, oh, this was a beautiful, like, unique at the time love story in a game where, especially like we've said before, in kind of these action and horror games, it was very, very sweet and very, very sad.
She cried a lot, y'all.
I did cry a lot. Her tissues had to be found. Yeah. And it's kind of interesting too, because as people pointed out, you know, you never see the death part of it. But it's just that their conversation at the end is so moving. And I mentioned this before, but Ashley Johnson, who's been very outspoken about, like, no, I don't care. It's stop talking about homophobic right. people, has said how she'll get approached by, like, especially young queer folks who say that this meant so much to them to see this and play this. But yeah, it is, it's like really, really beautiful. And it's been interesting too, because somehow a lot of people haven't played the DLC, which is kind of shocking to me. And there's been a whole like, where did this come from? And I'm like, what? You haven't played the DLC? But it is very beautiful. I highly recommend it. The comic book, which I've unfortunately is in my apartment somewhere, but I cannot find it, is very, very cool. And that one has a lot of like world building in it. So I recommend, and definitely be on the lookout for our reaction to the most recent episode of The Last of Us as this comes out that featured Riley. And that's where we'll talk more about her television depiction and all of that stuff. But yeah, yay.
Aww. Oh,
I love Riley.
But do you want to tell everyone how long you've been waiting to do this specific character?
Long time.
When I say a long time, I think it might have been here at the beginning.
Yes, I think it was early.
Trend.
Yes. Early when we first started it, I made a list, and at first it was like all Last of Us characters. But I knew the show was coming out, so I was like, I don't know what to do about the spoilers.
Right. And then when the show started, she was like, I want to, but now I have to wait.
Yes.
So she was very, very much ready for
yes.
this. And also a couple of other characters that we're not gonna mention yet.
No.
But it's in the wings, y'all.
It is. Oh, it has been. It's coming. Yes. Oh, so exciting. Well, in the meantime, if you have any suggestions for anyone we should talk about on this subsegment or anything else, you can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I'll Never Told You. And also YouTube now, if that's what you want.
Who doesn't?
Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Who is obviously the best.
Obviously. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I'll Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.